Okay, so we're up to page Lamed Hey, Shkaya. We're up to page Lamed Hey. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Harei chashavnu chishavnu shiva osa lavin haragilin lovoi al yedei sipa loshon ara rechilus. So the Chofetz Chaim has enumerated 17 isurim that a person, 17 lavin that a person could be over when a person speaks loshon ara. Afilu hu misafer rak li Yisrael. That's all talking about, even if he just says it to a yid. Avol the imhu malshin al Yisrael b'fnekusi, because if he says lashon hara against a Jew in front of a guy, isuro yoser gadol v'yoser chama. So then the sin is much greater, much more severe. V'nichnas l'famim b'chal mosur, and at times a person says something to a guy negative about a Jew, he could be a meiser. Kashin nevarim yetz Hashem l'kaman b'chus lashon hara. And many of them, a person nebuch transgresses in misa de shemayim. If a person speaks lashon hara about an almana or a yosaim or a chil Hashem, a person makes a chil Hashem. And some of them, a person could lose his chelik in olam haba, could go in mal b'nei chavei b'rabim. A person embarrasses someone in public. Or he honors himself, he gets prestige because of knocking somebody else down. And therefore a person who accustoms himself to have a loose tongue, as all that happens, unfortunately, to a person who allows his tongue to go loose. So those are the Chofetz Chaim says 17 lavin that a person could be over when this person speaks Lashon Hara. And then the Chofetz Chaim goes through the Aseyin. And so we're starting the second part of the Psicha, Aseyin. And he says, V'yata aschel be'ez Hashem Yisbarach levayar kama mitzvahs Asey, sh'oivar yidei sipa loshon ara rechilus. Now I'll explain, enumerate all the different Aseys that a person is over. K'moshi adnu le'el. As we said before, v'zeh hecheli be'ez tzuri v'goy ali. And this is how I begin with the help of my rock, my redeemer. There's the Bernstein. Hamragel b'chaveiroi, if a person says lashon hara about others, milvada lavin shemanina le'el, over gamkein al kama aseyim. He's over a number of aseyim. Va'avorim be'ezras Hashem echad le'echad, and I'll explain each one separately. The first one he says, over ideizeh al mitzvah asey, zochar es asher also Hashem alakechel lemiriam, v'aderech b'tzeischem v'mitzrayim. So the Torah tells us a positive command. Zochar, you have an obligation to remember that which Hashem did to Miriam. And what is that? What is the point there? In other words, that Miriam got saras when she spoke Lashon Hara about her brother. Shehiziranu ha-Torah bazeh, sheniz kar bapeh, tamid, with verbally. In other words, because just like we say by Zochar, the Zechira of Amalek, we're supposed to enunciate it. So too, shenizhira ter b'zeh, shenizkor b'peh, tamid ha'oinish ha'godol sh'os Hashem Yisbarach la'tzadeikis Miriam ha'neviyah. That which Hashem punished the tzadeikis Miriam ha'neviyah. Sh'lidibra ela b'achiyah, she spoke against her brother. Asher ahavasoi k'nafsha, that she loved her brother like her own herself. V'gidlasoi al birkeha, and she raised him. V'sikna atzma latzilim en ayam, and she put her life at risk to save him. V'hiloi dibra b'gnusay, and she didn't speak negatively. Elamashi hishvisa oisei l'shar neviyim. She said that he's equal to a regular Navi. That was her whole Lashon Hara. V'loi dibra b'fonav sheyevosh, and she didn't say it in front of him that he should feel bad. V'loi b'fnei rabim, and she didn't say it in front of a multitude. Rak beino l'veino chiyo hakodosh b'tzina. She said the Lashon Hara to her brother Aaron HaKoyen, the Kodesh, and quietly. V'hu lehikben al kol dvar me'elu, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't care, shenemar, v'yish Moshe anav me'oyed. So he didn't even care. Nevertheless, v'alfi b'kein le'yilua al maseh ha'kol maseh ha'tovim. All her good actions didn't save her, v'nen she b'tzaras al zeh, and she was punished with tzaras. Kavachayru l'shar b'ni yodam ha'tipshim. Surely, the other fools, hamarbim l'daber g'doylus v'niflois al chavreim, that they speak big things, in other words, negative things on their friends. Shebevada ye'onshu al zeh mo'ed, that unfortunately they will transgress a lot. So he says, and that's what he brings from the Ramban, I think. Right, he brings from the Ramban. He brings the Lashon Ramban in the Ber Maim Chaim Aleph, the third line. He says, Nitztavinu lizkor b'peh, We have to remember by verbally speaking about it. Ulahoshev Alibeinu, and to think. Masha'asa Yis'ala Lemiriam Kishadibra Bechia Im Hayos Neviya. What Hashem did to Miriam, even though she was a Neviya. Kadesh Nisrachik Miloshin Hara, Vulania Mehashera Al Nemra Leim Toshe Bechicha Tidabi Beveni Mechatit and Davi. Wamri Yisbarach Zochas Hasha'asa. So he brings the Ramban, says Mefurish, in the mitzvah Zayin, that a person has a mitzvah sasei to constantly be talking about the punishment that happens to a person with Lashon Hara. Look what happened to Miriam. So that's one asei. Obviously, if a person speaks Lashon Hara, I mean, there's no big greater transgression of this asei if you're supposed to be thinking about, you know, the seriousness of the chait, and therefore not speak it. The person speaks it, he's transgressing this asei. Now, is Yoiva that I say? Why is that? He explains. This mitzvah tells us that I should be careful with somebody else's money like my own. And to be chas on the covet of my friend. Just like a person wants to be respected, so he has a chiyuv to be respectful of his friend. And if a person speaks lashon hara or rechilus on his friend, or if a person listens to it, even if it's the truth, it's clear that obviously you can't say I love this person if I'm speaking lashon hara against them. And you're surely not being mekayim. You're not even being a hafta. You're not even loving him at all, but surely not kamaycha. And the proof, everybody knows that they're not perfect. A person doesn't want anybody else to know even a thousandth of all his problems, of the things that are wrong with him. And even if he finds it happens that somebody does find out about something that he's not lacking in, and his friend goes and tells people, so you're hoping and praying, I hope that that the guy who listens doesn't believe him. All this because he doesn't want to be in the eyes of others as not a good person. Even though he knows he's much, much worse than what his friend said about him. He's much, much worse than that. His friend just found out a little he does wrong. But you yourself know how really you got a lot of problems. With the great love that he loves himself, everything gets pushed away. All I want is that a person should think well of me. That's the way you have to feel about your friend. Just like you don't want your shortcomings to be known, so V'ahavta Re'echa Kameicha says the same thing about somebody else. We'll see tomorrow. But Al Kaponim, if a person does that which he wouldn't want done to himself, he very much wouldn't want, so that you're being over the Aseh V'ahavta Re'echa Kameicha.